This is the Hour of Charm. There's welcome on the doormat here at Radio City. After 5 exciting weeks of picture making and broadcasting in Hollywood, the girls are back in little old New York. And high time, too, because Broadway is brimming over with musical inspirations for them. New musical plays, the opening of the opera. Yes, the fall season is in full sway. And back home to greet us with the music of the Gay White Way is the all-girl orchestra and choir, featuring Evelyn and her magic violin, all under the direction of Phil Spitalny. One of the most delightful musicals to grace a New York stage in many a moon is Song of Norway, based on the life of the great composer Edvard Grieg. Tonight's program opens with a famous and familiar theme from Song of Norway, an adaptation of the Grieg Piano Concerto. Broadway's most famous institution belongs, in truth, not to the Gay White Way, but to the whole world. The Metropolitan Opera House, the great melting pot of the musical world, where rich and poor alike are united in the fraternity of music. And here is the Hour of Charm soprano, Catherine Fitzgerald, with something more on the subject.
Good evening. This week, the Metropolitan opened its 60th season, and in honor of that milestone, I'd like to sing the hit song from one of the operas of the Met's repertory, the waltz song from Romeo and Juliet.
Bye.
Now, on with the Hour of Charms program of Broadway hits. Along Skyscraper Canyon and Tin Pan Alley, they jokingly say that no state is officially admitted to the Union until it has a hit song written about it. That picturesque state where the wind comes sweeping down the plains came in with this smash hit from the outstanding musical of the day. The all-girl orchestra plays Oklahoma. Tonight is a presentation of hit songs from Broadway's famous musical productions. It's interesting to see that many of them are costume plays, musical stories of bygone days. One of the most charming of the recent entries is Bloomer Girl, the delightful melodic history of Amelia Bloomer, who long ago was a crusader for women's rights. From Bloomer Girl, the all-girl choir with Francine offers the hit song, When the Boys Come Home.
Everywhere you go, they'll be singing so brightly that shuffled up their faces. Some were navigators, others people takers. But our hearts are yearning for their safe returning home. Someday, and then a happy tide will chase those cloudy skies away.
First Lady of the All-Girl Orchestra, Evelyn and her magic violin. Evelyn?
Good evening, everyone. The compositions by the eminent Fritz Kreisler have become much requested concert favorites. This season, Broadway is presenting his well-loved music in the new operetta, Rhapsody. The score is rich with the songs we all know and love. The most popular, perhaps, Fritz Kreisler's The Old Refrain.
can almost be said that Broadway has a musical production to suit every taste. From the tomfoolery of the Comedy Review to the fascinating historical romances like Oklahoma. But one of the most unusual presentations is right here in Radio City at the Center Theater. It's a skating show called Hats Off to Ice. And naturally that suggests the Skater's Waltz, played now by the All-Girl Orchestra. Of the evening. Tonight's hymn was chosen especially for the officers and men of Camp Shanks, Orangeburg, New York. For them, the all-girl choir now sings Abide With Me.
must be vigilant, we must be vigilant, American patrol. With arms for the army, ships for the navy, let this be our goal. We must be diligent, we must be diligent, American patrol. Protect our shoreline to the doorline of every native soul. We need this solidarity, or else they fight if we fall. It means the popularity of peace and happiness for all.
Behind this cause we must keep rallying,
let there be no dilly-dally.
Keep us free from shilly-shallying,
our true freedom's call.